Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk.
Hey townies, welcome to a Friday episode of
Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population comedy gives back.
Oh my God. Yeah. Amber J, Zoe Freeman, I love you guys so much.
Aww. Thank
so
you for being here. You guys are ambassadors of comedy, supporters of comedians.
I love what you're doing. We'll get into all the great things and your vision. You described it at the golf outing that we did, and I was just, the Netflix is a joke golf outing, which isn't even your golf outing, but you were there and you guys described it, and I got chills just thinking about it. We'll talk about all that stuff later. We're here to talk comedy. You guys have been around the comedy world so much.
These guys have done more to lift up comedians than cocaine.
Yeah,
and that's saying a lot.
Especially for comedians who have been lifted up by cocaine.
They've also given a lot of cocaine to comedians.
We were listening to your cocaine candles.
Oh, God.
Episode.
Oh, yeah.
Cocaine
candles. Genius.
Right. You just sniff it and then you feel great.
Yeah. I don't know what the smell really is. But
you confidence. Right. That's what it is. It's confidence.
Smells like confidence.
So we have you guys here. We get dumb stories sent to us by our fans and then we're just digging into one. Let's jump in.
Let's do it. That's why we're here.
Send to me at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag dumbpeopletown on Twitter if you want me to get your stories. Mm-hmm. This was sent in by Sig Olson, at Sig Olson. That's a new person. I've never met Sig before.
Sig Olson sounds like a place that sells speakers.
Sig Olson sounds...
I got
Sig
to get your speakers at Sig Olson?
It's Bang Olufsen or Sig Olson.
And I got some Danish modern furniture.
See,
too,
to me,
guys.
Sig Olson feels like an old steakhouse where the waitresses wear uniforms.
And they have to like... And
You've been to Sig Olson?
No, and the maitre d' never turns... her or his back on you. They always walk up the stairs backwards.
For sure.
I think of Sig Hansen and the boats. Remember the fishing show where they would, or the crab?
Oh, like an old crab fishing.
Sig Hansen. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Deadliest Catch.
Deadliest Catch.
Yeah. Oh, so he was like the...
How many pots you got?
He was the captain of one of those ships.
Yeah.
Sig Hansen.
He passed away, right? No, Sig was the blonde-haired guy. Yeah. I love that show.
I feel like those types of guys, captains of ships and like... pitchers, like closing pitchers, are just like this odd. You can only be like, you grow up a certain way and you're like, that's what you're gonna do. Mm-hmm. It's like you can't be something else. You can't like
it's just like a Viking
business.
Yeah.
A Viking?
Yeah. You can't own a donut shop or anything like that.
All right. So Sig Olson at Sig Olson, S-I-G-O-L.
This is just the guy who sent the story in, by the way.
We haven't even gotten into the story.
He's dumb or not.
No, this guy's smart.
He owns a steakhouse in Oklahoma.
You know, he sent the story in. All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Florida bride.
No, oh, there you go.
Starts with that and ends with that.
If you're in Vegas or Nashville or Austin, right, any sort of bachelor party mecca, and a woman is wearing a shirt that just says Florida bride, you're like, that.
Stay away from them. Dan, before you give any of the rest of this, I think we should go around and guess what the next half of this statement is.
Okay.
Florida bride accidentally bakes meth into wedding cake. That's what I think it could be.
Florida bride accidentally takes a shit in her dress.
Okay. Sure. There you go. Okay. What are you thinking?
Florida, maybe that wasn't an accident either.
Florida bride takes bath salts and eats entire bridal party.
Okay.
Florida bride steals a helicopter and gets arrested on her bachelor party.
Okay. The headline is Florida bride and caterer arrested at wedding. Caterer.
So now you're in with the caterer.
A Florida bride and her caterer were arrested on Monday after guests fell ill after allegedly consuming marijuana-laced food at a wedding held at the Springs Clubhouse.
I know this story.
Because that's what you want. You want your Uncle Eddie to be high around you.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
You saw it too, Amber J.
Get your nephews high.
This got sent to me so many times.
Oh, this is out there, Dan.
But like, I am conspicuous, Zoe, about the relationship between the bride and the caterer. Now, you know who your caterer is.
At one point, When you're doing your tasting, is your caterer like, you wanna?
I mean,
like, are we in together? Like, yeah.
We're on the same page. Should we fuck with these people?
You wanna drug people without their consent? Do you wanna?
That is the spirit of a wedding. I mean, nothing else.
You want people to have fun. Do you wanna?
I don't think she was in it for the right reasons.
Right.
No.
The marriage or the wedding?
Marriage. Okay. Well, I mean, one and the same, no?
The marriage is, this is, I just wanna mess with people. I
know. She wanted people to be jolly.
Wait, do you guys know? I'm sorry, Dan.
Here you go.
I was saying, there is a TV show that I have, a reality show that where they get paired up by like psychologists based on their profile, and then they get married. They meet each other at their wedding.
Wait, what?
And they get married.
Just love it.
Married at first sight.
Married at
first sight. And then the next whole stretch of time is like,
and they all have to bake drugs into their wedding.
And nothing works out.
And it's called,
it never works out.
Love at first bite.
Oh.
Love at first high.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Weddings are obviously stressful for the bride and groom.
Very,
but there's also a lot of other people that bring stress and anxiety to a wedding. The amount of people who, like couples who got in a fight in the hotel room before they get to the wedding.
They bring it all there.
To unknowingly start like letting people open up that third eye, like while they're not like in a place to maybe do that. The amount of levels
people are on.
People at your own party complaining about how loud your music is. That happened at our wedding.
Oh,
wait, people at your
at
wedding?
At our party complained about how loud the music was.
You're at a wedding.
Yeah,
listen, Jewish family.
It was a relative. It was a relative.
It's always
said it's too loud?
Too loud. They're like, this is just way too loud.
Did you say, loud.
Did you say,
not to us, to like the hotel so that it would like shut it down.
So it trickled down.
Went
to
around
you.
Our wedding and then tried to shut it down, our own wedding. I'm like, so you're in this party.
Those people should be high.
Do you need to hear Lido that loud?
Yeah,
yes, you do.
Yes, you do, Dan. You know, are you
Celebration.
No shuffle?
Come
there
on.
You go.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Florida bride were arrested. They had this wedding at the Springs Clubhouse in Longwood. Sounds nice, in February. The bride, Dana Glennie. D-A-Y-N-A. Never seen it done that way. Dana.
Uh-huh.
Glennie. And her caterer, holistic chef Jocelyn Bryant.
Oh, God. Jocelyn Bryant is like, I'm just looking for the bride who's willing to do this with me.
Of Jocelyn's Southern Kitchen.
What about that is Southern? Not like
edible Southern.
Because when I think Southern comfort food, I think holistic cooking.
Yeah,
I really
do.
Are these hush puppies organic?
It's just gluten free.
They're both
fried green tomatoes.
Color green,
fully organic.
I don't know.
They're both facing charges of tampering, and then a charge. We've been doing this show in one form or another for 10 years.
And we've never seen this charge.
Culpable
negligence.
I can do it.
Culpable negligence. That could be a courtroom show.
And delivery of marijuana. According to Fox 35, Orlando, Glennie and Bryant.
The team of
the new Rizzoli and Isles.
Yep. Okay.
Glennie and Bryant.
Anytime they give two names,
so
that
much of their brand has become calling people the Rizzoli and Isles.
The new Rizzoli.
That's why could be the new Rizzoli.
No.
That is
more of an Isles and Rizzoli.
What Dan, Charlie's Angels called
Friedman and Jay.
Well, you know.
What Dan is trying to say is that is the totality of our personality. It's just to make that joke.
Rizzoli Isles.
Just to make that reference when any two names are brought up.
Glennie and Bryant turned themselves in. On Monday night, should we go in?
I don't know.
They both bonded out.
No, you know,
what
like, you know, it'd be fun.
You'd
be really fun if we turned ourselves in. And the other one's like,
good call. Yes.
When deputies arrived at the wedding, the first person they came in contact with was a man who reportedly requested an ambulance because he was, quote, feeling weird and felt like he had. And this is how you would describe this if you had never gotten high
in your life.
He said, I feel like I had. Well, this is. Quote,
Dan,
do it as an old Wisconsin guy.
I feel like I have drugs inside me. Not that I took drugs. Not that I'm on drugs. Not that someone gave me drugs.
Who put them there?
Sir, what's wrong? I have drugs inside me.
Bath.
Get them out.
Like a mule? Or, you know.
I have drugs inside me.
I need to call my boy. I miss my boy. Like he starts opening up to all of his levels.
My God.
Yeah.
Your son's here at the wedding. You know that, right?
He's not here.
Yeah,
he's never here.
So at the table.
Try and reason with your mom's friend, Barb Melnick. Right. You know what I mean?
Who's like she plays, high off her gourd.
She plays Canasta.
Oh, my gosh. He said he feels weird and that he has drugs inside him.
It's a wonderful, like, this to me is a Jackass prank, like, but, all the way around.
It feels like he thinks it's a possession.
Right.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Right? Like,
yes.
Come inside me.
Right. Yeah.
Like other, a ghost has ghost, entered my
right,
body.
Drug, the ghost of drugs.
Yes. The ghost of drugs.
Others in attendance alleged that they didn't feel well and felt high or stoned, and multiple wedding guests were transported to local hospitals. Glennie and Bryant served the tainted food to how many guests?
Okay. Oh.
How many guests remember. Do you think they were like, let's fuck this party
okay,
up?
So let's think that it's in
Longwood Springs, Florida, something like that.
No, at a country
the Springs
club.
Clubhouse, Longwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
Longwood sounds
so
like New Jersey.
So it's what's the population of the wedding?
It's Orlando.
Yeah, well, how many people were at this wedding? Basically, you're like, who?
Florida must be big wedding country,
you think so?
Right?
Okay.
385.
Wow, that's a huge wedding.
That's a lot of people to
draw. Oh, I was going like 100.
100?
Around 100.
What do you think, Jay? I think it's even smaller. I think it's like 80.
80? Okay.
I think like 150.
150? All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back,
this is such a great
talk about Comedy Gives Back.
Talk about Comedy Gives Back. I have an extremely pointed question I've waited years to ask you. Zoe, if you're gonna, I know. You're going to love it. It's going to be a memory from the two of us that I keep forgetting to ask you. Mm-hmm. And then we'll find out how many guests they decided to fuck up with.
And then Patreon fans will hear a really dumb story from these guys. These guys have been around a lot of dumb
they've
things.
They've seen a lot of dumb stuff.
And if you're in the world of comedy for you, as long as they've been around it, you've seen some dumb shit happen. So all that on the other side of the break. It's Dumb People Town. Happy Friday, guys. We'll be right back.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We've got Amber and Zoe. You guys are part of Comedy Gives Back. Before we get into
creators
that,
of it,
creators of it,
founders.
Before we get into that, just want to mention a couple things for Dan and
oh,
us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, look for my July dates at DanielVanKirk.com.
Do that.
I'm out there headlining. I think we're doing kind of like some dates in the South and around Texas and Louisiana. And then I'll be doing the West Coast, I think, in August. Everything will be posted soon. If it's not already, if it is, I'm going to jump into that break.
Come with
heard.
A DPT headline or
yeah,
a pen pal
bring a headline
letter.
Or a pen pal letter. I start out the show by welcome everybody in. And then we do a little podcast fun together. And I'd love to hear from you guys. You can be a little bit of a part of the show. But then we really kick it off. Feature X comes out. Guest spots come out. And then I come back out and headline. So go to DanielVanKirk.com. And if you need to eat your emotions like I do, go go to 3BestBakery.com and get yourself some Hub City cookies.
Dan Van Cookies. I love them so much. And you can go to SuperSklars.com. But, hey, Nosebleeds is coming out. We are in the midst of making that happen on UFC Fight Pass. And then who knows where else it'll exist on there. My secret hope is that they run episodes of it on ESPN. This is like cheap seats, but I'm so proud of what we've done. Dan worked on the show, six glorious episodes of
it's
hilarity.
Really
it's us making fun of old weird footage from the UFC library with great sketches. Tony Hale, John Hamm, Marilyn Rice Cub,
Andy Richter,
like insane people who did cameos on it. Good stuff. So all that's happening, so check that out. All right, let's talk about Comedy Gives Back because we're such, first of all, we loved that we got a chance to do it. And now thinking back, we did it like with Bob Saget. I mean, he was.
So that day, we had the like check-in time for that. Yeah. And I log in. You guys were doing something.
So this was a Zoom. When Zoom, in the midst of the pandemic.
April 4th, 2020.
Yeah. 3 weeks in, right?
Weeks
and it
in.
Already felt so long. And then you look back, we're like, we were three weeks
and
in.
And we were like, we have to hurry and do this because it's going to end. And we want to make sure we're getting
to
on it.
To help people, yeah.
That's right. And we didn't know, right? We'll be back in the clubs by summer. This is only a bridge.
So I log into the sound check or tech check.
And this is like early Zoom. Like,
and this
was
like
before people were broadcasting on Zoom using
2
Zoom.
2 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's just me and Saget. Just
he
both,
was the first
and
person
the producer there. Was supposed to be there, but they got pulled into something else. So it's just me and him, and we had done a show at UCB, like a stand-up show or Douglas movies or something like that, briefly. So we kind of know each other, and it was just 25 minutes of me and Bob Saget hanging out,
just
like
talking
to each other. And everybody's such a heightened emotional place because we didn't know about our world, what would happen, and so we all just wanted like some sort of connection. So him and I didn't waste any time to just be like, "How are you? How are you doing?"
It's great.
And it was one of the most, you know, for everything you guys have done, like I have that moment with him for an effort of trying to help other people, but also like I got helped in that moment and got to have like a great time
well,
with Bob. So
we thought like besides the money we raised for comedians who lost all access to income, it really nurtured the comedians and the community sure. because we were not together.
Right.
And, you know, even mm-hmm. Howie Mandel, who probably mm-hmm. isn't hanging at Cantor's with Comics Late Night sure. much any longer, whether he ever did or not, was like, right. this is like hanging backstage or at Cantor's. Mm-hmm. And I'm so happy. That green room was the best because we were so delayed. It was hard to produce.
It was so much fun, though.
But it was so great. So it was like Adam Sandler and Jim Gaffigan, people who weren't on the schedule at all, were all kind of meeting
right.
up.
Right.
And
yeah.
it was magical. That was the show behind the show, and it was so fun because we all needed to connect.
Yeah. Well, the fact that we got to do that with him was
and
just...
you could tell Sid Saget was like,
oh, he crushed.
He too. Crushed. He loved, you could see him just enjoying how fun our show was with him. And we did a full, some people just tried to mess around. We're like, no, we're going to do an episode
yeah,
of Dumb People
one
Town.
Story, right?
One story. It was like yeah. this yeah. with him, and he was like, immediately got it. He was like in there playing. Mm-hmm. It was really special.
Well, I mean, if we didn't explain what it was a digital fundraiser called Comedy Gets Back Laugh Aid. And yep. it was when clubs closed down and that started our pandemic relief, crisis mm-hmm. relief, you know. So we gave out starting on April 5th. Grants to comedians who lost all access to income.
Amazing.
We gave over 1,000 grants, and
that's incredible. That's incredible.
Yeah, it felt so purposeful and meaningful in a time that was very hard to find purpose
so
and
needed.
Meaning.
So needed.
And comedians were grateful, and it wasn't a big grant. It was $500. However, I think the fact that you guys and Adam Sandler and Jimmy Fallon showed up for these comedians, working comedians who don't have podcasts, who haven't made it to that level in their career, mm-hmm. you know, really felt like that $500 was amplified by being but people showing up for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Period, you know?
Yeah.
And because there is no
people through.
Yeah, and there is no safety net, which goes to your larger vision of That's like right. what you'd love to create is like a place that can be that safety net for comedians down the road. I mean, what we do is it's a profession as much as Screen Actors Guild and all this other stuff is like creating almost like a comics guild, so to speak.
Well, that's right. So there's protections and safety nets and guarantees that you're not going to be alone when you come off stage. Like that's one of our things. Being on stage alone is part of the job. Feeling alone off stage, unacceptable.
Yeah,
Comedy
right.
Is Back wants to change that and has, you know,
yes.
through friends. But it's through people like you guys who say yes to showing up and helping their community, right? We would only be as helpful and able to raise money if we didn't have talent
right.
supporting it. It
That's
is
right.
called Comedy Gives Back.
Yeah,
right?
It's the
we
comedians
want,
do
I mean,
it.
The most amazing thing about that night, considering it's a little inside baseball, is 4,000 individual people gave donations that night.
That's wow.
Which
huge.
Which says to me that if you guys say it's important, if you know Bob Saget says it's important, then people will know it's important.
That's
people
it.
Say, oh, people don't want to help comics. Really? Who doesn't want to make
mean,
sure that laughter is preserved?
Think of all the joy they've you know? Given you in your life, and I think wow. we really appreciate that and understand that now. And we'll always participate in everything. The golf tournaments, the
you've
Christmas
been with
song.
Christmas magic. You've said yes to you guys
Christmas,
are the best.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas magic
Christmas
was.
Christmas magic
the,
was Avery Pearson, our good
yeah,
buddy who's
Avery
been on this
me,
show,
yeah.
who is just a phenomenal
I still
musician.
Love that song. It's hilarious.
I love that song
best.
So
we're
much.
Gonna, we're thinking of maybe doing kind of a new
Number
version.
Two. Great.
Like same song but new lyrics post pandemic
yeah.
now
yes.
that maybe we can sing together because that showing that video now looks like they're the most irresponsible people because we are in a recording studio smaller than the
I
studio
know.
Standing I mean you guys were the
and
you were the headliner
each other.
And spinning we were in the chorus and we were standing and talking,
so
but
funny.
It was you know what it was it's just great I love it because it's not that song, as Jay said, I think is like one of my favorite Christmas songs that
it's
are
really
out
funny.
Right now. Highly recommend people go check it out, Christmas Magic. You can just look it on YouTube.
Yeah, find it on YouTube. It is the Who. It's the
you it's know, like the We Are the World.
The We Are the World of the comics. Yeah.
But like and, hilarious yeah. versions of singing, and everybody was so,
so
good.
Everybody gets to be an Aykroyd, though, in that version.
Yeah, that's yeah. it.
It's all comics.
Yeah, so we had like one singer, that person, like a real singer, that person would have been the Aykroyd.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just all of our favorite people. And it's
oh my
like,
God, it was such
oh
a
yeah, I love when all the comedians get together. We just love it. Anytime we were just with you guys down at the Moon Tower Comedy
yeah,
Festival.
Yeah, the stuff you guys
like,
do there, too.
Just
yeah.
the fun we all have
So how can our audience, like, even just off, not in an actual event, how can they contribute and support?
What's the website? Where can they go and check it out?
ComedyGivesBack.com.
Okay.
And you can contribute on GiveButter. We have tons of links everywhere and text LAUGH to 707070 to donate.
L-A-U-G-H.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. In case you don't know how to spell well.
Some people do L-A-F-L.
I mean, it is
Dumbtown.
Yeah,
L-A-U-G-H. And we have events all the time. So you can contribute by donating the proceeds of any event that you hold, be ambassadors for Comedy Gives
Back. Oh, that's awesome.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, so for your fans of comics, they can dedicate a night, a portion of their ticket sales, a tour. And if you're a fan and you want to keep comics making you laugh, then donate. You know, any amount helps. And we have a lot of need. I mean, even though pandemic is over, people are backlogged, you know, but on all fronts, clubs, theaters, everything's kind of truncated, and people are trying to get their footing. And we, you know, we're still getting a lot of knocks on our doors, and we can't turn people away.
Right.
We just can't.
I just want you to know that Brené Brown says, our patron saint of vulnerability, laughter forces us to breathe.
Yeah, oh, I agree. So I 100% agree with that. And if you're laughing about laughing brings people together who maybe would never come together on any thing. So it's just wonderful. I love it. ComedyGivesBack.com. Everyone check that out and support it in any ways that you can. I mean, these are two people that have, you know, been through our entire, Jay and I, our entire 27-year comedy career has been spent, like, knowing you. And, I mean, it's just...
Well, and I'm from Missouri.
Yeah, you're from Missouri.
And then Chicago.
And when you guys were the Pages, when I was at Letterman, right?
I mean, yes.
You and Eric.
Randy was a Page.
Right, not both.
I didn't do it, but Rand was a page in there. And then your Comedy Central.
And then your dad and
the improv.
Like passing us at the improv when we first came here in like 2000.
This is my question for you. We worked together in 2016. Was that Blue Bottle?
Blue Ribbon.
Blue
Content
Ribbon.
Warner Brothers.
Yes.
Television. Yeah. That's how I really met you.
Yeah. In your guys' waiting area, you had a mid-century Papa Bear chair.
That's
Do
right.
you know what happened to
that's
that chair?
My, from my boss. My, that's my boss's personal chair that he brought in, Peter Girardi.
Can we steal it?
I wanted that when I was leaving.
That's my
I was
dream like, chair. Chair.
Tell we your boss listener. That Dan wants to
We have a listener.
It was like a green tweed with a footrest. I'm not a
Are you guys familiar
person.
With what a Papa Bear chair is?
No, I think I do.
By the way, when I was talking about you two, you know, in our weekly meetings after you and I had met, and I said, there's this guy, he's a comic. His name's
kid. Call him a kid.
The time, 2016. We were much younger then.
Different time.
When I told him about the chair, he's like, oh, that guy has good taste. You know, he felt very, like, he felt seen.
That's a Papa Bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's got the high arm.
Yeah, and it had the beautiful
It had all of it.
It had all of it. So, and it was that green, beautiful green.
Yes, like that, like so, right here.
I remember. So
that chair is my dream chair, right?
And I love that you waited this many years. 6 years to ask him this question.
We have a listener, a Dumb People Town listener. His name's Justin. He lives in Wisconsin, and he works at a, like, furniture place. They redo furniture, bring all that. Yes. And somebody had
a Papa Bear
in the back, like storage. They just had this old ratty Papa Bear chair sitting there, right? And he asked the boss, he goes, what's the deal on this chair? He goes, somebody dropped it off, they never came back. And he goes, do we care about it? And he's like, no. And he goes, can I have it? He's like, whatever you want to do with it, have it. So he hit me up and he goes, do you want this chair? I'll redo it. And I'm like, 100%. Then a week later, he goes, I don't know how to feel worse than I do already.
Someone bought it.
Someone came in and said that
that's
was
my chair.
That was their mom's chair.
Oh, and so they had to take
that's
it back.
Bullshit.
And so they took it back. And I go,
antique roadshow bullshit.
You're going to love this. I go, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah,
I'll find
I'll
my
get
chair
the next
someday.
One.
The one that's out there for me that someone will eventually die in, and then I'll
you
get it.
You dress for the Papa chair you're going to get.
The woman who dropped it off had cancer and passed away.
What?
And her family didn't know what had ever happened to her chair, and they were able to find it. And I go, thank God they found it before
it
you gave it to me. Even if they had, I would have driven it back to Wisconsin.
Yes,
you
would.
So you say that
chair.
Now.
Oh, no, you would have. This is Dan would have. All right, let's get into the...
Wait, one last thing. I looked up the story we did with Saget, just so everybody can hear the headline.
Oh, yeah, what was that? Remind me.
Melissa, this is the headline. It was sent in by Andrew Nickel at Nickelicious.
I remember
Nickelicious. The headline was this. Maybe someday we'll unearth it. Melissa Jacobson accused of pooping in Wisconsin Kmart.
Oh, God.
And that's all Bob Saget needed.
You should
needed
be allowed to do it
right
now.
He had, that is...
All right, clean up aisle three.
Right, okay, guess at the wedding that they got high. We're back into it.
Yeah. I said 150. You said 100. Let me see if I can remember.
385.
You said 385. Jay said 80.
They kept it small. About 35 people.
Wow.
Which is also so much that you aren't going to get away with it.
It's
so
trip.
Small.
I know.
People are like, hey, we all had the bread. We know exactly what happened here.
We all ate the...
Right.
The quiche.
The outlet also reports that when authorities asked Glennie, that would be Dana, if she had requested the food to be laced with marijuana, she reportedly, quote, stared with a blank expression.
No. She's still high.
Before denying the food had THC in it.
Nope.
Like, ma'am, did you put weed in this?
So what's her husband
over
saying?
Over here.
What? What's her new husband? He's not even in this story.
Yeah, right. He doesn't even get mentioned.
I know. Where is he?
He's trying
is
to separate himself.
Is the honeymoon spent in jail with her her caterer? What happened?
You know? You would run that. That's a lack of communication,
like,
right?
You know that, like, they're
starting off on a pretty bad foot.
That's starting on
so
a bad
marriage is all about building up capital. Like, do I have enough now to be mad at you about some little
can
thing?
Can I hold this over?
Can I now use this to go to the Comedy Gives Back golf tournament and stay late so you have to pick up the kids from school?
No, I
want dinner there and drinks.
November 14th.
I'm going to stay through the end and the roasting and all that stuff. I'll be there all night.
And the auction. Yeah.
And all of it. I want to.
Because you laced
pot. You laced pot.
Under our wedding.
That's like, a smart husband would be like, I'm staying in this.
I forgive you, honey.
Because you just.
But
you owe me.
That's right.
I don't forget. I forgive you.
Yeah. Right. According to Click Orlando, the following things were collected as evidence. Ready? Chocolate-covered strawberries.
Of course.
Of course.
Wine glasses.
Ooh.
Cookies. Brownies. Pudding shots.
Pudding shots.
If your wedding has pudding shots, that's
THC
already.
THC is in all this.
Oh,
and then the last thing it lists,
heard of a pudding
in
shot.
Quotes, this is perfect.
Does your grandma want a pudding shot?
Run it back. Chocolate-covered strawberries, wine glasses, cookies, brownies, pudding shots, and, quote, a handful of lasagna. What is that even?
Which handful?
You get some of that.
Or a handful of.
What's that lasagna?
A handful of lasagna. It's don't eat it, Mike. I'm not. I'm just for evidence.
Sebastian reached in. He reached in and said, he comes. This guy comes to my house, gets a handful of lasagna.
I would
is that
love.
How they do portions? Like 375 calories for a handful.
I'm going to ask Joe. All right, you guys bought 200 handfuls of lasagna. Comes out
I'm going
to
ask Joe Matarees about that. Yeah. I love Joe Matarees.
The outlet reports the lasagna and a piece of bread collected at the scene tested positive for THC.
Of course!
They had weed lasagna.
That's probably a nice way to test it.
They sprinkled it on everything.
Right.
They were out of their gourds.
I mean, that's a lot. It's not just one thing. They hit all targets.
If you not imagine, you're about to get
high. But Dan, imagine you had the way I would eat at a wedding. I'll have some lasagna. I'll have some bread. I'll have a cookie. I'll probably have a brownie. And I may have a chocolate covered strawberry.
That's right, because, you know, calories don't count at weddings. You're wasted in fat.
Wasted in fat. Rand, your story about being hungry at your house and not knowing.
I was hungry at my house. And there was no snack food, and we were so past due to. And I start looking for food, and I looked in a place where food does not exist.
It's
up with the menus, and my daughter's like
should be
birth
no food
certificate, her birth certificate, and like their academic achievements. And I was like, oh, what's this? What's this cookie doing up here that I should have remembered that my cousin gave me that was completely full of pot? It's gigantic, the size of my head. I'm like, ooh, this is a good chocolate chip cookie.
Ate the whole thing.
The whole thing.
You probably felt you were. By the way, you were blinded by the fact you found like
a
morsel
so
of
happy
food, right?
So and I wanted that treat and that stuff, and I was so high that I was like, as I was sitting down.
No, it's before you had to put your kids to sleep.
And I was putting my daughter to sleep, and she was like super young. I mean, I remember she was on like the tiny bed before we moved to a real bed. Oh my god! And she's like, after a while, she's like maybe 3 years old. She's like, Dad, can you stop talking? I'm like, I can't.
He's high as a kite.
He's like, let me try out this bit. Come on.
I blame Glennie.
Sure. The outlet reports the piece of bread collected at the scene and the lasagna tested positive for THC, which is the hallucinogenic chemical in cannabis. People Magazine, that's where this came from.
They weighed in on this?
They requested for a comment from Dana and Jocelyn Bryant, the Seminole County Police Department, as well as the Springs Clubhouse. Nobody wanted to comment on this. It's unclear whether Glennie has obtained representation to comment on her behalf. I'm going to ask you, we'll get out of here on this. How old do you think Dana Glennie and her caterer, Jocelyn Bryant, are?
Are they the same age?
They are not the same age.
We're okay. Glennie and Bryant. So how old is Glennie and how old is Bryant? What do
and
you think?
And they had 30 people at the wedding.
35.
Yeah. So
husband
could
not
be a second wedding.
Could be a second.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
So how old? How old do you think? Amber, what do you think?
I think 45.
45 for Glennie or
Bryant? For Glennie, for okay. Dana.
And how about the caterer? How old is she?
She's 35.
Okay.
I would say the Jocelyn is 30. She's okay.
She's young enough.
Idealist that this could have, sure. This is like I'm maybe this is a new part of my business.
This is right. A new way. Right. New way, new business.
Lenny is bad. She makes some bad choices. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say she's 50. Okay.
Oh! 30 and 50.
50 okay. And 30. Like they definitely shouldn't be hanging out doing
definitely,
stuff together.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say 45 and 35.
Okay.
I think there's a test.
You guys
line.
Are in the same
you're
spot.
Saying,
that's
right?
What she said. You're going to take her exact.
Oh, you said 45 and 35?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Then I got to change mine. All right.
I didn't know that was allowed.
No. I'm going to change it. I'll say 40 and 25.
Okay. Ooh.
So I definitely agree that like this is definitely like a why are these two people hanging out sort of a thing. I think that she was 40. I think Glennie's over 40. She's 43.
Okay.
And I think Jocelyn is 31.
Okay.
43 and 30. 12-year difference.
Okay. One of you got one of their ages exactly right.
Uh-huh.
And the other age, 1 year off.
Okay, so oh. Who do we think that is? Now
me.
We get to play the game. You think it's you?
You think it's you?
Okay.
100%. Not me.
Not you don't believe in yourself?
You think it's
Amber?
Go with Amber.
Amber J.
Go with Amber.
You know what I said?
50
I really
and 30.
Didn't mean that 50 was I love a dumb it. Age because I yeah. Meant
no,
like,
but 30 could be the right age.
Right, I think, me.
So
I'm
vote
right.
On okay. Yourself. I say me.
I say me.
I love that none of you think that this is just some old witch weed-loving woman who's like 65 and this young bride. She's like, they're going to love it. They're going to love
it. I went the other way.
Yeah,
I went
the other way.
I'm not saying
you're,
that's
yeah.
The case.
You're right.
I'm just
that
saying it was funny.
We
that
all went
that.
The direction
right.
Of the caterer's
been,
young. And
right,
like
young.
The cater, but the caterer's the one who's got to get the weed. So I'm saying it's young. Yeah.
Why does she have to get the weed?
I don't know.
I'm going
to
give you their ages in this order. I'm going to give you Dana Glennie and Jocelyn Bryant's ages in that order.
Remember what you said.
Glennie and Bryant.
50, 30, 45, 35, 43, 31.
Bingo.
40, 25.
The Potsdamer Resilient no, Isles.
Sounds like he's just calling.
Okay.
Here ready?
Go. Yeah.
Glennie, Dana, then Jocelyn, Bryant are 42 and 31.
It was really good.
It's one off. I mean, that's who they are. That's what it is.
Look at
Dandy
these two.
Randy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at
they
these
They kind of look
two.
The same age.
Doesn't... Oh, I put them with the wrong way on that. Doesn't she look like... Glennie looks like a... She looks like Helly from... what's the movie?
She looks like
the,
a character.
The TV show.
Oh, she looks like a character.
Severance.
That, like, yeah,
she Severance. Like- she looks just like the girl from Severance.
I've not watched it.
She also looks like an animatronic character at Disney World.
Yeah.
She's perfect skin.
She's wonderful.
She's
anyway.
Very symmetrical with her, you know.
Very.
You know?
With the lines and everything.
She's
all right,
also
gang.
Stoned.
Yeah, she's way high. Very high.
They are both high as
high
kites.
High as kites.
Yeah. I want to know if that wedding, they annulled their wedding. Did it get dissolved?
I mean,
I hope
the best part is.
DJ never stopped playing.
Here's my favorite part about it, is that even though that wedding was in town, it was a destination wedding. It went somewhere else. And that's the show, you guys. ComedyGivesBack.com. Check it out. I love
Patreon
you guys.
Patreon fans are going to share a dumb okay. Story.
They're
so
going to share a dumb story
that.
With us, so we'll get that with them. But for everybody else, oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Stop and Avenue, a podcast network.